Republican Anthony Sabatini calls on Florida legislature to sever all ties with DOJ immediately. By Jacob Bliss on August 8, 2022. Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini, who is running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District, released a statement calling for the Sunshine State to sever all ties with DOJ immediately following the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago, the home of former President Donald Trump. "It's time for us in the Florida legislature to call an emergency legislative session and amend our laws regarding federal agencies," Sabatini stated following the raid on Mar-a-Lago while the president was away in New York. "Sever all ties with DOJ immediately," he added. "Any FBI agent conducting law enforcement functions outside the purview of our state should be arrested upon sight." On Monday night, the former president's home was raided by the FBI. Trump was the first to confirm the raid in a lengthy statement. "These are dark times for our nation, as his home is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents," he said in a written statement. "Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before," Politico reported on the raid. Two sources familiar with the search said it was related to allegations that Trump allies improperly removed boxes of presidential records from the White House after leaving office, including some that may have included classified information. One of those sources said the raid took hours. Donald Trump Jr., the eldest child of the former president, also reacted by saying the Democrats are openly targeting their political enemies. "President Joe Biden's out-of-control DOJ is ripping this country apart with how they're openly targeting their political enemies," Trump stated on social media. "This is what you see happen in third-world banana republics." CNN noted that the National Archives, which collects and sorts presidential material, has already stated that at least 15 boxes of White House records were recovered from Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, including some that were classified. However, in an interview with Breitbart News's Christina Wong, Kash Patel, a former top Trump administration official, said the claims that classified materials were found at Mar-a-Lago are misleading since the documents were actually already declassified by then-President Donald Trump, but the classification markings had not been updated. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.